copy of King of the Mountain. Your gift of $20 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. It's on our website, saveus.org. Tell your friends, Romans, and countrymen about the program. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you until we come again. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. For the next hour, they're going to be the views of D.L. Cozad. We're going to be talking about his views, certainly getting into the background of some of the things that Constance Cumby has written about. D.L., thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Oh, well, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate you giving me the time and opportunity to be here.
Well, why don't you give us the background of what are you concerned about and how do you see the unfolding of events today? And what is certainly what's going on today have to do with our good friend Constance Cumby? But go ahead, pick up the story.
Well, first off, my name is B.L. I spent 22 years in the Army. I retired from the military and retired back to Oklahoma. I was born and raised in rural Oklahoma, and I have a lot of respect for people that support and defend the Constitution, like our military soldiers who put their lives on the line to uphold and defend the Constitution. Our legislators take that same oath, and they seem to fail in upholding their end of it. But what I want to get into here is Maurice Strong and his ties to UN Agenda 21, and where Constance Cumby was talking about Maurice Strong being part of the New Age movement, and the New Age movement being tied directly into a Satanist, animal-worshipping, paganist cult. We have to back all the way up to the start, though, of where they actually started trying to implement this plan. And you can go online and research this, and you'll find that Ronald Reagan in 1963, he actually gave a speech that's often referred to as a time for choosing. And in that speech, he talked about our federal government trying to petition to implement policies to imprison the farmers and ranchers and to remove 2 million farmers and ranchers from the soil. Well, if you understand what UN Agenda 21 is today, then you understand that that's what he was talking about even back then before it was ever called UN Agenda 21. And it went on in his speech, he went on to how to say that they were petitioning for the right to remove 2 million farmers and ranchers from the soil. Well, how do you accomplish that? How do you imprison farmers and ranchers?
Well, you don't necessarily imprison them. You maybe get them off the land, but you don't imprison them.
Yes. The thing is they do try to do that because in 1960, remember, that was 1963. In 1966, Congress passed the Animal Welfare Act. And with the Animal Welfare Act, they gave animals rights. Understand there's three planes of essential existing rights. You've got God at the top, and God is the source of rights for man. and then you've got man in the middle. Imagine if you had three pieces of paper. One piece of the paper write God, the next piece of paper write man, and the next piece of paper write animal. All laws and all constitutional amendments and all of these things are written on the piece of paper for man. Because no matter what type of ink pen you write them in, they don't apply to God. And no matter how simple you write them, animals can't understand them and comprehend them.
Okay, I know. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with our special guest this evening.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and DL is with us this evening. He's talking about Agenda 21, and of course, the foolish things that we find in Agenda 21. Now, for those of you who don't know, Agenda 21 is the agenda for the 21st century. We're living in the 21st century. It's built on environmentalism, the threat to the environment, and of course, because of the threat to environment, we have to have all power given to government under one guise or another, and that's just exactly what's going on today. And of course, Thiel points out the fact that they've passed all sorts of laws giving rights to animals, and certainly because the animals have rights, and nobody wants to see animals certainly mistreated or certainly brutalized. But basically, some of the things that they do, and through the agricultural department and these various environmental groups and organizations, are really quite madness. They just don't make any sense unless you understand that behind all of this, there are powerful spiritual forces. DL, you go right ahead.
Okay. Well, in 1965, after PETA kind of fell off the radar as being a quack organization, in 1975, Jan Harkey created the HSUS, and the HSUS, the Humane Society of the United States, quickly climbed to a very prominent role in all of this. Well, from there, they used the they have been using the HSUS, and Maurice Strong is a board member of the HSUS. And he
now,
is
you tell us what the HSUS?
The Humane Society of the United States.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
He's using he advocates using these non-government organizations like the Humane Society of the United States to implement the policies of UN Agenda 21. The Humane Society of the United States, their umbrella organization is the Humane Society International. And you can look online and find out that everything that they're about is UN Agenda 21. Well, the HSUS has petitioned, and they've got our federal government in 1992 to put some of their people into the EPA, like the NAHE, which is a National Environmental Education Advisory Council that works with the EPA on implementing all these policies. NAHE, this National Environmental Education Advisory Council, has set its goals out, and you can find out that its goals, it says it strives to ensure that human attitudes become a viable part of mainstream education and environmental perspectives. They monitor children's books and magazines in classrooms. They distribute newspapers, the KIND, the Kids in Nature's Defense, and they're specifically targeting grades 1 through 6 through the schools and on TV. Now, what they're implementing with this is a environmental and animal rights mentality and ideology, and they're trying to institute that to our kids. Well, remember, and most people are not familiar, that Adolf Hitler used animal welfare laws in the early days of Nazi Germany where they passed numerous animal protection laws, such as shoeing a horse was considered cruel. What it's meant to do is to reduce man's status to that of an animal. And later on, it justified treating men as animals, putting them in camps and locking them up and things. So we have to understand what animal rights is really all about. But what ended up happening is in 2002, they passed a law here in Oklahoma that I could not understand. And this law was they criminalized the game cock industry. And when they criminalized it, understand, I spent 22 years in the Army, and one thing, when you take the oath in the military, you take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. And I had spent, because I was ready to give my life for that oath, I spent a large part of my time understanding the Constitution and what the Constitution meant, because I wanted to know what I was willing to die for. So when they passed the law here in Oklahoma, and I could not figure out how they were saying that this law is unconstitutional when it's clearly not.
They passed a law about game cock fighting, and
yes,
you said the law was unconstitutional, and it wasn't.
It is
unconstitutional.
Oh,
it's unconstitutional. All right, fine. So go ahead.
Well, understand, you've got to understand the actual industry. Beef cattle are harvested by shooting them in the head with a gun. A goat is harvested by hanging them up by their back feet, and you cut their throat. A fish is harvested by throwing it onto a block of ice to allow it to suffocate. The point is that every species has its own method of harvest. And even the same species, you've got different methods of harvest, such as dairy cattle and beef cattle, quarter horses and race horses, egg-laying chickens and broiler chickens, and game chickens. Well, game cock farmers and ranchers are simply that. They're farmers and ranchers that are attempting to harvest their livestock to earn a living and provide for their families. In the same method of harvest that game cocks have been harvested in for more than 3,000 years. George Washington and Andrew Jackson and many of our other founding fathers fought their chickens and harvested their chickens on what is now the White House lawn. And now we've got law enforcement officers that are being empowered to run around America and to point guns at people and create situations where they may hurt, cripple, or kill a human being using the excuse that the government's job is to defend chickens. And this was just outrageous. It is unconstitutional as you can get.
Okay, then what happened to the law? Is it still in force?
It's still in force.
Okay, fine. Well, I think they have similar laws in many states. Certainly, the plea would be, we don't want to mistreat chickens. And certainly, it really is rather foolish, but that's unfortunate. So what is your take on this and your concern?
Well, Maurice Strong, my take on that, well, there's the federal court ruling out at Louisville Kennel Club versus Jefferson County Metro states that animals are property. Well, if animals are property, then you're denying somebody's property rights. When you pass a law that says you can't own and possess your livestock if you intend to harvest your livestock because the government's job is to protect the livestock from the livestock owner.
Okay, fine. So basically, it's a foolish law. What's the point?
Well, the next is Maurice Strong, and it goes to Maurice Strong as being a board member of the HSUS pushing all these policies. He is also the founder of UN Agenda 21. Maurice Strong has stated that his goal is to use the UN to cause the collapse of America.
He's doing a pretty good job of it. We'll have to give him credit for that. And the fact that the American people are allowing it is really very, very disheartening. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Well, he stated that he wanted to use the UN to cause the collapse of the industrialized nations, is what he said. But America is at the top of his list. And
well, of course, basically, it's not simply Agenda 21. The financial system is hanging on, and that certainly can collapse. We're going to be seeing certainly in tremendous unrest. Certainly, Gerald Celente, who has been writing for a long time about what's going on, he said we're going to be having riots all across America certainly in the coming months and years. But go ahead, Dale. What the point you'd like to make?
Right. Well, right now, they just today, in fact, the Farm Bill passed, and the Farm Bill has an amendment on it. The language of this amendment is the Animal Spectator Fighting Prohibition Act, and the language of that amendment come from two bills, House Bill 366 and Senate Bill 666. Now, we both know, if you go to your Bible and you reference 666, that's the mark of the beast. House Bill 366, again, references three sixes, or so it's still the mark of the beast.
Okay, fine.
Now, whenever you, this is exactly the point where they have just laughed at you as they instituted the mark of the beast. How? Because as we were talking about on those tiers and the three planes of existence, you've got God at the top, man in the middle, and animals at the bottom. Well, what they've done is they've now moved animals up into the second tier, and therefore they've combined the two lower tiers. So now, at the top, you no longer have God. You've got a group of men that are ruling you, and at the bottom, you've got animals.
Okay. Oh, so basically, where are you going with this?
Well, that's what I was trying to discussing with you, is that this is where it's going. How do we stop it? And how do we stop it? I have done the research, and I have put together the federal and United States Supreme Court rulings.
All right, fine. Do you have certainly something you'd like to get out? Do you have a website, or have you written something you'd like to offer to our listeners?
Well, yes, you can go to my Facebook page and you look at it. There's the United States Supreme Court rulings that prove that all animal welfare laws in America are unconstitutional. Every one. There's also, you have to understand, that in the Cantwell versus Connecticut United States Supreme Court ruling, God gave man, it talks about your free exercise of religion. Your free exercise of religion includes exercising the dominion that God gave you over the earth, animals, fish, and fowl. The United States Constitution is written to ensure every man is created equal.
Okay, Van, how can people get your Facebook?
They can, B.L. Cozad, C-O-Z-A-D.
That's D-L-C-O-Z-A-D. If you'd like to go to his Facebook, we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
They're coming out and they're making merciful trades. They're taking their homes, their land, their cars, their trucks upon their policing for profit. They accuse them of animal cruelty, and then they want to take their land, their home, and their car.
All right. B.L. Cozad, B.L. Cozad. You can go to his Facebook site. And basically he's saying that there are basically about 50 cases or more across the country where he's helping people who have come under attack because, of course, they have been accused of animal cruelty. Is that correct?
It's animal cruelty, or even they're trying to take their land out here in some cases, where they're just coming out and they want to build a highway on-ramp, and they want to tell them, okay, well, we'll pay you this amount. Well, they can't just arbitrarily say, oh, well, this is the amount we're going to give you. Here's the check. Now get off the land, because that would be theft. It would be theft at the form of government. And your property rights include tangible and intangible property rights. Somebody can't come out and write you a check and say, okay, we're going to take your house. It's worth this much. Here it is.
Well, of course, what they can do, of course, is take the case to court for arbitration. They do have, of course, the ability to, by eminent domain, if they really are going to use this for, say, a highway or highway on-ramp. But, of course, then you have the right to take it to court.
Right. But also understand that they have to purchase your house, okay? If I'm going to purchase your house, I've got to pay you a sum of money that convinces you to release all of your property rights.
And that's right.
And of course, that would, property rights that you have vested in your house.
And that would, of course, involve, you may very well have to take the case to court if, certainly, you do not feel you're getting a fair return, and this is the sort of thing that happens.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, was there any other points you wanted to make?
Just I appreciate it, and thank you, and God bless. And
okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're going to do open lines the last half of the program. And if you're out there, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, of course, we see this massive expansion of the federal government, and B.L. Cozad is very, very concerned, certainly about what's happening to our Constitution, the expansion of federal control. But this is really part and parcel of this organized effort to expand the power of the federal government over every aspect of our lives, in total contrast to what our founding fathers wanted, and that is that they wanted to limit the power of government so men could be free. Our founding fathers abhorred the thought of democracy. You go back and read what they say about democracy in the Federalist Papers, or, of course, you read the 10th of the Federalist Papers, where where Madison writes, democracies are spectacles of turbulence and contention, are incompatible with personal liberty and the rights of private property, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. Why would Madison have written that? Well, very simply because that's what he believed. That's what our founding fathers believed. They did not want to establish a democracy because they felt a democracy would lead to an authoritarian structure of society. In fact, it was Plato who had said, democracies always degenerate into despotism. And unfortunately, this is the direction we're headed today. Why? Because the people will always vote for the people who promise to give them the most. It happened in ancient Greece. It happened in ancient Rome, where they had and they tried to establish democracies. And when they tried to establish a democracy, why, the people voted for the politicians who promised to give them the most, until eventually, of course, they voted more and more and more things in, and they ran out of money. There wasn't enough money to pay for them. They couldn't increase taxes because the people didn't want to be taxed. They had to increase benefits because the people wanted more, and democracies always end up in chaos. Well, certainly this is the direction America is heading, and the fact that very few people understand we are not a democracy, very few people understand the difference between a republic and a democracy, very few people understand the fact that there's an organized, orchestrated effort out there to destroy this country, and BL has made that point. Certainly Agenda 21 is part of this effort to expand the power of the federal government, and certainly everything that's going on today. Most of the legislation that is being enacted in Washington, D.C. is certainly expanding the power. power of the federal government. And basically, of course, the real ultimate goal of everything going on today is a one world government. And that is why, of course, this whole issue of immigration is involved. This is why we're actively recruiting people from other countries to come in here illegally. Why? Because they don't understand America, and they'll suddenly vote for these democratic concepts. We're going to have to take America back. We're going to do open lines the last half hour. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com, but give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. It's open lines. BL, thank you very much for being with us. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
By farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is RadioLiberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. It's going to be open lines for the last half hour. So if you have a question or comment, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But basically, I think you can just watch and see what's happening to the stock market to realize that we are actually just beginning to move towards what I believe is going to be the disruption of our economic system. And basically, you have to understand that the world economic system is controlled by the world's central banks. Banking is really one of the most amazing things in the world when you actually figure out what's really going on, but they've specifically made it confusing. Now, how does banking work? Well, of course, most people imagine they put money into the bank, and then the bank pays them a small amount of interest, and then the bank lends that money out to other people. But that's not the way the system works. You put your money in the bank. Let's imagine you put your money in the bank now, and you'll get about 1% interest on it. The bank is, let's imagine you put $1,000 in the bank. The bank then can lend out $9,000 and charge 5 or 6% interest on that. It's known as fractional reserve banking. That is how the system works. And you only have to keep a fraction of your reserves on deposit, the rest of it, but you can create out of nothing and lend out. Now, of course, if the banks were lending out 3 or 4 times the amount of money that they have on deposit, why suddenly they would make a tremendous amount of profit. When they can lend out 9 times what they have on deposit, they can make a fantastic amount of profit. And certainly during the height of the inflationary times we had in 2006 and 2007 and 2008, the banks, some of them, were lending out 20%, 20 times, 30 times the amount of money that they had in deposit. And those banks were considered too large to fail. The 6 major banks that control 67% of all the financial assets in our country. 6 major banks control suddenly 67% of all the financial assets, and the other 5,500 banks control the other 33%. You have this tremendous centralization of power suddenly in 6 banks. And that, of course, is Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo. And of course, whenever you talk about banking, people are always going to say, why, do you think there's a Jewish banking conspiracy? And there is not a Jewish banking conspiracy, because most of these banks are not controlled by Jewish people. And the Jewish people who are certainly at the upper echelons of what I believe is a conspiracy are not there because they're Jewish. It's because they are part of this worldwide satanic movement, which is not imaginary, it's very real, which our good friend Barry Shamus has talked about as the labor Zionist movement, but whatever you call them, they certainly is this component, this satanic component within the Jewish religion, within the Protestant religion, within the Catholic religion, a very, very small number of people who control the wealth of the world. Well, basically, the central banks of the world work together in concert. If you read Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, and if you don't have it, you really need to read it to understand what's going on. But Professor Quigley talked about how the banks got together, worked together in secret, because they run the world. They expand the economy, and when they want to, when we have prosperity, and they do that by making money readily available and by making interest rates low. And then, of course, when they want to contract the economy, they cut back on lending, they suddenly raise interest rates, and then the economy collapses because there's less money there. And basically, at one time, we had a relationship between suddenly the amount of money in the economy. We had stable prices. We had stable prices in America for 200 years. But since 1913, when, of course, we went into the fractional reserve system, the dollar has lost somewhere between 96 and 98% of its value, somewhere in there. And basically, of course, what we've done is enrich a small group of people, impoverish the rest. But behind all of this are the powerful spiritual forces that energize banking and the rest of this movement towards the one world government, the one world financial system, and the one world religion. Well, right now we have Dee calling us from Post Falls, Idaho. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And hi, Dee, how are we doing?
Not too bad. We've got about 6 inches of fresh snow, so we're getting moisture here in Idaho. The ambient temperature is about 3 degrees, wind chill minus 15, so much for global warming.
Okay, well, but basically it doesn't matter whether there's global warming or not. If you say it often enough, people will believe. And now they've changed it from global warming to climate change, and they blame the climate change on global warming, even though it's getting colder. And basically you say, well, why would it getting cold or make it warmer? And you're not supposed to ask that sort of thing. But of course, it doesn't matter how ridiculous it is. People do believe. Go right ahead, Dave.
Even Jay Leno was referencing how offbeat Al Gore was last night. But what I want to call it about, I think it's critical that we make this year, 2014 election year, a referendum on Obamacare in general and the Idaho State Exchange in particular. And once again, I want to put out the call for candidates. We need people to primary, four people in particular, in the Idaho Panhandle that were instrumental in implementing the Obamacare exchange, Representative Ed Morse, Frank Henderson, Luke Malik, and State Senator John Ged. And I think it's a travesty that we don't have any primary challengers yet. And the filing deadline is 6.5 weeks away.
Well, let's hope that there will be listeners there. I know we have a lot of listeners there in Idaho. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, freedom is lost when good people do nothing. And I run for Congress and never. I actually won the Republican primary at one time. And then they infiltrated somebody into my office. They stole a letter that I'd written. And then the local newspaper printed my letter totally out of context to totally discredit me right before the election when there was no opportunity to counter it. Because the people who control the local newspaper were part and parcel of this whole lie, and because the other newspapers picked it up, and I lost the election. Otherwise, perhaps I would have gone to Congress, but obviously that wasn't what was intended. But I do hope if you're out there, in the audience listening in Idaho, you'll give serious consideration to becoming involved. Because if you're not going to be involved, who will be? If you're not involved now, when will you be? Well, after it's too late, when nothing we can do. When America is in chaos, and ladies and gentlemen, we are moving towards chaos, you notice the increase in violence. You notice the number, certainly, of unexplained murders that we're seeing. You notice certainly the fact that certainly we're seeing the stock market beginning to fall. These things are not happening by accident. They're happening by intent. We have more people per capita in prison than any other nation in the world. One, certainly among the black population, young men, black men, between about 21 and 29, one in every three is in prison, probation, or parole, in large part because, of course, the water fluoridation. And when we do that, it increases the lead in their level of their blood. They increase the levels of lead. They do lead encephalopathy. And we put the black men in prison, and we blame them rather than, of course, blaming the fact that the good people are not involved in this battle. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have Dee calling from Post Falls, Idaho, asking for people in Idaho to get involved politically. Dee, is there some place people could call? Is there some center there for the conservative movement or for the Americanist movement? Don't call that, but you don't have to call it right or left, conservative, a liberal, Republican, a Democrat, for people who care about freedom.
Well, the only one that I would give a slight endorsement to, and I emphasize slight, would be a group called Rally Right. And there's a pastor, Bob Peterson, and I don't have his phone number immediately available. I'm sure he's easy to locate. And their tactic is to reform the Republican Party. And I think the Republican Party is all but a lost cause. However, if you agree with that tactic, they're definitely grassroots, and they're targeting precincts, which I think is a very good strategy. And we have 1,500 precincts here in Idaho, and we have 70 precincts in Kootenai County. And we are getting some real God-fearing, I must say, we're getting some very God-fearing precinct committee men, and that's where it all starts, after all. And a grassroots movement is very good. And I did want to also thank you very much, Dr. Stan, for your efforts, your unsuccessful bid for Congress, and the likes of people like Bill Federer, too. And I would point out that even unsuccessful political attempts have an influence. They have power. They influence the people that are already there. They influence future campaigns. And just because you don't perceive that you move the needle, in a spiritual sense, Dr. Stan, you are moving the needle.
Well, that's why I do what I do, Cindy. I believe that the most important thing, at least at my age, is Cindy, to try to get people to think. And what a unique opportunity to have a wonderful voice up there in the eastern part of certainly Washington, where I think we have 6 stations in the afternoon and 4 or 5 stations in the evening, where an awful lot of people are listening and becoming informed. And certainly in the areas where we are heard and heard widely, why we do have an impact. We have an impact every place through the miracle of internet, but of course in the certain areas where we have major networks, why of course we do have a considerable impact. And my job is to get people to think, to understand history, and to understand that we are not a democracy, that the media is controlled, that most of what they learned in school and most of what they think they believe today is not true because the media is controlled. They control our reality. They control the majority of what the American people think. And it's time we got free of that and began to take America back. Anything else, Dee?
Regarding Obamacare itself on the national level, I've been hearing that 75% of signups would have been Medicare eligible anyway. And even the CBO, and I don't usually trust Congressional Budget Office numbers, but even liberal National Public Radio today was reporting the CBO feels that in a few years, something like 20 million potential jobs will disappear because employers simply cannot afford the Obamacare. They can't pay for that. So the thing's a debacle on a national level, but above that, it's been a $20 million, $50 million waste of money here in the state of Idaho. And I don't know if William Grigg has covered this, but one of the people that was setting that up got a no-bid contract. And it's been a huge scandal that it's all nepotism and political payoff. And the only answer for that corruption is to primary these people and show them that there's opposition, there's loyal opposition out here.
Well, I think it's so vitally important. People really have to understand that most of the people who have actually signed up for Obamacare to date have got some sort of a government subsidy or gone under Medicaid. This is not going to solve the problem. It's too expensive. And, of course, certainly for the elderly, it's going to lead to rationing access to health care. It is certainly not Obamacare. It's an abominable care, and it will lead to rationing and killing off the elderly. And where is the outcry from the elderly and from our senior leaders and why it's deafening in its silence? Anything else you want to say, Dee, before we let you go?
It's just it's an evil genius. It's a purposeful destruction of the middle class. Well, that's the net result if we allow Obamacare to continue, and it must be stopped. Every day that I go online, I enter impeach Obama, fight Obamacare, and all I can say is fight on.
And all I can say, Dee, is tell them to listen to Radio Liberty, too, will you?
I shall do that.
God bless, God bless. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines. We've got Dave calling from Central New York. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dr. Stan. 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was on with you, and a fellow called in after, and he said he worked on some of the steel. I forget exactly what he said. He was from out in Washington State, and he said that the company that made the structural steel for the Twin Towers was Pacific Tower and Foundries, the structural steel division in Seattle, Washington. And I wonder why steel had to be brought from Washington way out here for the structural steel for the towers when there's so many foundries and steel mills in Ohio and Pennsylvania.
I have no idea, Dave. I can't really comment on that. I really would not want to put any thoughts forward. You're talking about certainly when the original construction or when they rebuilt the building?
The original construction of the original Twin Towers.
I have no idea. But basically, of course, the thing is that was a very, very solid building. There was no reason for it came down. It came down because of a controlled demolition. And all you need to do is certainly watch it come down. With that thought in mind, you'll see how the top of the building simply disintegrated, vaporized before the rest of the building started to come down. And you can actually go up on the internet. They've doctored the films a great deal. But you can still see how the top of the building simply, vaporizes. We know that they vaporize because there are over 1,000 bodies that were never found. If this had simply been a collapse of the buildings, why, you would have found the bodies crushed, but they would have been there. But they are not there. Almost 1,000 bodies vaporized, and that was a controlled demolition. That was murder, just exactly like leaving our boys to die at Pearl Harbor. And they left our people to die there in those buildings. And certainly there's no way that the terrorists were able to get the explosives into Building 7. Building 7 is a controlled demolition. All you need to do is watch it come down. Just sit there and watch it several times, see how the center of the roof caves in first. That is so they take out the center support so the walls fall in. Then they took out the base of the building. Building 7's controlled demolition. Twin Towers, controlled demolition. It was murder. Anything else?
Dr. Stan, if you made the Twin Towers out of hardened cookie dough baked in an oven, it doesn't seem like they would come down as easily and fast as they did. It's such a mystery on the steel that I know when you talk about explosives, that blows things up. But nothing was blown up or blown apart. Stuff was, Dr. Judy Wood uses the term dustification of the steel and other things. That's what's a mystery.
Well, basically, we have some excellent DVD put up by Richard Gage. If you haven't seen it, we recommend it. Richard Gage's DVD, and Richard, of course, is an architect. He has over almost 2,000 architects and engineers who signed a petition saying, we need an independent examination. You're not going to get a true examination from the government, and basically they did do an examination, the one evaluation, and they deleted 29 pages of that report. They're trying to get that report released. But I don't know what's in the 29 pages. I think we need an independent evaluation of people who have no connection at all to the government. I don't know who's going to support it, but we do know that Richard Gage has almost over 2,000 architects and engineers who've seen the pictures of the building come down and know it was a controlled demolition. Anything else, Dave?
Well, thanks, Dr. Stan. I think I'll send in for that DVD.
All right. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. You may be able to see it on the Internet, but if you'd like to get it from us, it'll help finance what we do, and we'll appreciate hearing from you.
Yes, thank you much.
God bless. Okay, this is Dave calling. And, of course, this is Dr. Stan. We'll have a good, great program the next hour. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and certainly our next hour, we're going to have Mike Biltz, and we're going to be talking about the Blood Moons. It's a program I've been looking forward to for some time. Hope you'll be listening to it, and certainly we're going to be talking about the fact that there are going to be four Blood Moons coming up this year and next year, and basically, this happens about every 500 years. It's going to be an exciting time. And certainly what the spiritual significance is, well, we're looking forward to hearing what Mike has to say. But at this point, I certainly want to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us maintain our network of stations 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, as we reach out across America by the miracle of AM radio, FM radio, shortwave radio, telephone, internet, satellite, and basically reaching people all across America, indeed all across the world, with the news behind the news, the story behind the story. So if you're certainly in a position to help Radio Liberty, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family supporters, and perhaps subscribe to our newsletter or get our newsletter and our four best CDs or tapes of the month, or certainly get the various books and tape sets and other items we have, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Certainly in the last hour, we had mentioned we carry an excellent DVD by Richard Gage on what happened on September 11th there at the World Trade Center and certainly at the building number 7. So basically, you can get that. We recommend that he actually has two DVDs. I think we have both of them. But you need to get it. You need to understand that they've lied to us. Certainly, this was a controlled demolition. If it was a controlled demolition, it means we never should have gone to war in Afghanistan or Iraq. And basically, hundreds of thousands of people have died there totally unnecessarily. Certainly, we've lost over 6,000 of our own men dead, but we have tens of thousands who are permanently wounded. They've lost arms and legs. They're blind, and we tell them, oh, they're fighting for America. Ladies and gentlemen, our servicemen are not fighting for America. We're not defending America. We are promoting a world government. This is all about establishing a one world government, a one world financial system, and destroying Christianity, which is why the United States Army has suddenly negotiated a new constitutions for Iraq and for Afghanistan, where the official language was, where the official religion was Sharia, was the Muslim faith. Sharia law was to be the forced religion there. The people did not want that. They wanted a secular government. They're Muslims, but they didn't want governments under Sharia law. But that's what we imposed because the policy, the official policy of the people who really control America is the hatred of Christianity. We're creating the best enemy money could buy in preparation for the coming war in that area. And until you understand that, and if you won't help us get that information out, then the war is coming. It's not a matter of if, but when. We're doing everything we can right now to build up the military potential of both the Shia and the Sunni Muslims. I believe there's going to be some sort of a conflict there. How this is going to play out, how we're going to get involved, I really don't know. But I do know we're living in very difficult and dangerous times. I do know that certainly There's an organized effort to block anything from being done to protect us from an EMP attack. And basically, it's illogical because we could protect this country very readily from the threat of an EMP attack. The state of Maine is doing that, but none of the other states are doing it. And if this were to occur, why would we be propelled back to the state we were in the mid-1800s? And it doesn't make sense. We have a 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. We have certainly a DVD by our good friend, Ambassador Henry Cooper, on the threat of an EMP attack. We have an excellent book called A Nation Forsaken. You need to get this information. You need to let people understand that America is vulnerable to an EMP attack. And it doesn't make sense we're not doing what's logical unless perhaps God is going to use that to bring his judgment on America. We'll be back in just a moment here.
The American dream.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be views of Mike Biltz, and we're going to be talking about certainly the blood moons that are coming up. You know, we live in a wonderful utopian society. We have some problems, but basically we live in the most wonderful nation in the world. And then, of course, but you look around the world, there are all sorts of wars going on and revolutions and political unrest. And so this is an uncertain world. But then, of course, what most people ignore is the spiritual component of what's going on today. And basically, of course, really, we live in a spiritual world where God and God's plan certainly directs the course of events. We don't really think about that, but I believe it's a very real situation. And with us is Mark, and we're going to be talking about certainly the blood moons that are coming. Mark, why don't you give us your background? And I'm really looking forward to your thoughts on the spiritual significance of the events that are going to be coming up here within this next year or two, this year and next year.
Well, thank you so much. I sure appreciate you allowing me to come on your radio station. I'm really looking forward to going over this with your audience. And as far as my background, I was raised Catholic for the first 19 years of my life. I'm about 58 right now. I got saved at 19, joined a Christian youth organization, did full-time ministry on the streets for a couple of years. This was all over the United States. It was a group called the Agape Force, which was kind of in California for a while. This is back in the early 70s. And then I went to Bible college in Wichita, Kansas, where I grew up. I graduated from the Bible college, taught in the Bible college. And the pastor there moved out to Seattle, Washington, and asked me to come out and be his associate pastor. This was back in 87. So I ended up doing that for a few years. And in 1993, my wife bought me a book on the feast days. And mentioned in the Bible, from a Jewish perspective, I'd already studied the Christian perspective since 73, or actually since, yeah. So I thought, oh my gosh, this is just incredible. So I wanted to look more into it. And so I did, and I started El Shaddai Ministries in 2001, and it's been going now for about, 13 years. But in 2008, I was looking at this beautiful total lunar eclipse over the Temple Mount that I saw on the internet. And I got to thinking, as you very well know, of the verses in Isaiah, in Joel, in the Gospels, in Revelation, about the sun turning to sackcloth and the moon to blood, in Joel, before the great and terrible day of the Lord. So NASA records 5,000 years of eclipses, because it's all science. And when I went there, I noticed there were these four blood moons in 2014, 2015, starting this coming April. And I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. But then when I put it on the biblical calendar, I noticed they fell on Passover and Tabernacle both years in a row. And then when I saw that, the last time it happened was 67 when they captured Jerusalem, and the time before that was right after they became a nation in 48, I thought, man, these are just astronomical odds. So that's kind of how it began.
All right, fine. Now, basically, was there just one blood moon then, and 67 and one in 48?
There was in 1967, on Passover, there was a total blood moon. And then again on the Feast of Tabernacles, there was another total blood moon in 67. And then in 1968, there was another total blood moon eclipse on Passover, and again another total blood moon on Sukkot or Tabernacle.
So there were four blood moons, two years
in a row on the feast day.
How often does this happen ordinarily?
Okay, great question. It's only happened 8 times in the last 2,000 years.
Only 8 times in the last 2,000 years, and it's going to be coming up here very soon. We're going to be back in just a moment with Mark. It's Bills, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, we'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's 14% larger.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stanemark is telling us that the first one of these, the blood moons, is going to be this year on tax day, April 15th. That'll be easy to remember. And then it's going to be one in October of this year. And what's the date in October?
8th.
An 8th. And what Jewish holiday will that be?
That's called the Feast of Tabernacle.
The Feast of the Tabernacle. Then there's one certainly the following April. And basically, will that be on a Passover?
Yes, again, April 4th that year.
April 4th. And then, of course, the September of that year, September of 2015. And that is going to be a very, very special blood moon. Would you mind telling our listeners again, because we just have some new listeners, what is the significance of the blood moon we're going to be seeing suddenly in September of 2015? Why is that significant?
Well, this is what makes it just astronomical proportions. Is not only, it's first off, it's a supermoon, which means it is at its closest point to the Earth for the entire year. So it's going to appear 14% larger. It's so you have this giant supermoon that turns blood red. It is not only that, it is seen in Israel, in Jerusalem, and on top of that, it is on the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, this is when all the Jews are outside. They build these sukkahs, and they're like little shelters, and they have latticework on the top so they can see the stars. So here in Israel, all the Jewish people are going to be outside with the intent of looking at the heavens, declaring the glory of God, and there's going to be this gigantic super blood moon right over Jerusalem.
And here's the point that certainly our guest makes, is the fact that this is such an unusual thing that this would happen. And certainly it happens very rarely, every few hundred years, but that we would have these and they'd be on Jewish holidays. And in the past, they've occurred when there's been a major event. Certainly the question is, will there be major events this year? What are your thoughts, Mark?
Oh, great point, because these four blood moons in a row, it didn't even occur in the 1600s, the 1700s, or the 1800s. You know, so this is not a common event. And then on top of that, having it fall on the feast day. Now, when I look at what may happen, I look at patterns. Now, I don't predict or prophesy. I just say, let's look at the pattern. In the past, it meant judgment in several ways. First off, it meant a biblically prophetic war involving Israel that happened in 1948. There was a biblically prophetic war involving Israel in 1967 when they captured Jerusalem. And so not only now in Jewish literature, they record, say that a total solar eclipse means judgment is coming on the nation. A total lunar eclipse means judgment is coming upon Israel. And so I see a good chance, not that it's definitely going to happen, but I see a high probability of another biblically prophetic war taking place involving Israel. And what's interesting is in Genesis 1:14, I like sticking with the Bible. In Genesis 1:14, God said he specifically created the sun and the moon for signs, to send signals on his feast days, like Passover and Tabernacle. So there's no surprise when Jesus says there'll be signs in the sun and the moon, when that's what he created them for.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question or comment for Mark, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And basically, of course, could God actually manipulate events and have them come about? I believe God certainly rules in the affairs of men. I don't think we understand how he does it, but I think that certainly it's more than just coincidence that certainly the blood moons in 1948 and 1967 both certainly came at times of certainly great turmoil and certainly for Israel. We have a friend, John McTernan, who has done a lot of analysis of the events, major events affecting the United States and Israel. And it's amazing how often it happens when there's some major event that is taking place. So this is certainly going to be a major event. Now, how do the Jewish people feel about this? Do they recognize that there is spiritual significance to the blood moons?
Yes, they do. It's even recorded in their writings. But as in Christianity, there's so many denominations. Many Christians don't realize there's denominations within Judaism. And so for some denominations, this has no meaning. For other denominations, it has great spiritual meaning. So it kind of depends on what denomination of Judaism you're in.
I see. Well, have you talked to some of the Jews about this specifically, or any of the Jewish leaders?
Yeah. Oh, yes, definitely. I've talked to Orthodox Jewish rabbis, and they're very intrigued, and they are very much aware of the significance. This has even been written up in the Jewish press in Israel.
Now, will all of these blood moons be seen in Israel, or just the last one?
Just the last one. And the significance of that is this: God loves the whole world, not just Israel. And so when he sends signs, he wants all the world to be aware of these signs. And so over the 2 years, they will be seen pretty much from everywhere. But in one sense, that's a moot point, because everyone will be able to see them on the Internet, regardless of where they live.
All right, fine. Well, basically, Chris, I think the people have to understand that we live not only a material world, but we live in a spiritual world. And there are things out there that we really don't understand. But I think God has a plan, and we're going to be seeing this thing fulfilled. So basically, of course, we're talking about April 15th. That's just a couple of months from now. Basically, now, is the Jewish Passover?
Yes.
And do we have any thoughts, the Jewish thoughts on that, your thoughts on that? Are there any, people here, or certainly within the Christian community, who've hazarded a guess as to the significance?
Well, I think that when I read, like I said, in Genesis 1:14, that God created the sun and the moon to send signals, and then, here's the problem is the English language. In Genesis 1:14, it says, for signs and seasons. But when we read the word seasons, days and years, we're thinking of winter, spring, summer, and fall. But that's a wrong translation. That Hebrew word that is translated as seasons in Genesis 1, that same Hebrew word in Leviticus 23 is translated as feasts. Well, when I hear the word feast, I think of food. When I hear the word seasons, I think of fall. So does the Hebrew word moed mean fall or food? Well, it doesn't mean either. Both those are inaccurate translations. The word literally means a divine appointment. Like God has a day timer, and he's saying, okay, I'm creating signals on these particular feast days. And so when you see these signals happen on these feast days, I'm trying to communicate to you.
Well, I think the average individual, or very, very few individuals, really understand really what's going on over in Israel. We're talking this in the almost 200,000 missiles aimed at Israel from, I said, either Hezbollah or Hamas. 200,000 missiles. That is incredible. And certainly these are much more sophisticated than they've been in the past. And basically, they're not launching very many of them. They're not firing very many of them. But it means basically they could happen at any time. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for our guest, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Our guest is Mark Biltz, and of course he has been studying this. And Mark, did you write a book on this subject?
Yes, I have a book and a film coming out next month, as a matter of fact, where I go into a lot more detail. The science of it, the biblical calendar, how we got off of it, why we need to get on it. And I'm just so glad that you are really up on this and what's going on in Israel and understanding all the missiles that are aimed at them, because believe it or not, a lot of Christians aren't as informed about this as you are.
Well, let me tell you, we have sort of a journalist over there, a woman who is actually our representative for our radio station, and her name is Cheryl, and she'll be with us on Thursday. She's the first Thursday of every month, and she's back over in Israel now, and basically she keeps us abreast of what's going on. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. What is this? the prophetic significance of the blood moons coming up? Well, right now we have Bruce from Durand, Michigan. Hi, Bruce. You have a question or comment for our guest?
Now, why are they called blood moons? Is it just that it's the atmosphere is kind of reddish? I've witnessed innumerable lunar eclipses. I've never seen any that look like blood. They kind of look, dusty red, but not really red like the blood that comes out of your vein. Why do they call them blood moons?
Sure, I can answer that. Isaiah and Joel in the Gospels, it talks about the moon will turn to blood. That's referring to the color red, blood red. What happens in a total lunar eclipse, the moon turns a blood red. And so that's what it's referring to, because of the color of the moon and a total lunar eclipse, it looks blood red.
Oh, okay.
Can you actually see pictures of this up on the internet? Are the pictures?
Oh, yeah. Just type in, if you go to Google Images, type in total lunar eclipse.
Well, basically, is it a blood red or is it just red?
Well, look at it. There might be different shades, just kind of depending. But you can put in blood red moon on Google Images. Put in blood red moon or just put in total lunar eclipse and you'll see the image.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And certainly our guest is Mark Biltz, and we're talking certainly about the coming blood moons, four of them here in the next 2 years. And basically in the past, they've certainly corresponded with major events having to do with Israel. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, I believe, of course, so much of what's going on in the world centers around Israel. Yeah. Bruce, did you have anything else you wanted to talk about or mention?
Yeah. Tell me, wait.
We'll be back in just a moment here. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Don't be bashful if you have a question or comment. We'll be back in just a moment with our special guest, Mark Biltz.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 1-800-730-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We have Bruce calling from Durand, Michigan. And, of course, our guest is Mark Biltz, who's written a book on the Four Blood Moons. The book, the DVD, will be out very shortly in the next week or two. And Bruce said, suddenly Mark was just calling, commenting, that back around 32 or 33 A.D., that's about the time that Christ was born, and suddenly on the Passover, and it was the 32 or 33. Then there was a blood moon.
In both 32 and 33 AD, around the time the Lord died, there were eclipses all over the biblical holiday.
Okay,
and then the same thing in 70 AD at the destruction of the temple. There were solar lunar eclipses all over the biblical holiday.
Okay, well, Bruce is saying, he's wondering if there is an event now, if it'll be a manufactured event, or it'll be certainly something that is of divine origin. And he's saying, well, these people are doing all these crazy things today. Could it be that they would simply create an incident to correspond with a lunar event? What are your thoughts on that?
I'm not saying that anything's going to happen on the very day of the eclipse anyway. I'm just saying these are time markers, and anything could happen over the next couple of years. And when you look at the pattern, first off, again, God said that's what he's going to do. He's going to create the sun and the moon to send signals on his feast days. So, and I believe that's as a warning sign. Now, if something happens, you've got to determine for yourself if you think that was from God or not. Think of it this way. Like Hurricane Katrina, man can't manipulate that. I can't manipulate the calendar. I can't manipulate an eclipse. And like Hurricane Katrina, many people, you can't manufacture Hurricane Katrina. But that happened within 24 hours of America telling Israel they had to evacuate the Gaza Strip. Well, what happened? We evacuate the Gaza Strip. Within 24 hours, we're evacuating Louisiana. You know, so that's not a man-manipulated event. Man can't control a hurricane. So this is how you know if this is random or if this is man-manipulated or if it's God, by looking at the event. I mean, people can't control hurricanes.
I think there's one of my favorite statements comes from Whitaker Chambers' book, where he witnessed, and one of the things he said, and I'll never forget it, and I've used it through the years, between man's plan in time and God's plan in eternity, there is an infinite quality of difference. Between man's plan in time and God's plan in eternity, there's an infinite quality of difference. And men may create incidents, but God, in the ultimate sense, is the ultimate arbiter of what goes on. Anything else you wanted to say, Bruce?
No, that's about it. I just wondered about the culpability and the, you know, the, well, I'm not sure what the word is, culpability of man. How often men, and especially since the modern era, say since the late 60s, you know, the media era, Marshall McLuhan and all that, how often men are interfering in what is actually happening to spin things the way they want them to be spun and to create media and other events. And every time that April 19th comes along, since way back in Nixon's time. I get the heebie-jeebies every time April 19th comes along. I think, what's going to happen? And when it goes by, I go, phew, thank goodness. But I heard he mention April 15th will be one of these blood moons.
Right.
And I thought, oh, yeah. Okay, well, thanks a lot.
God bless. Thanks very much. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But basically, what are some of the other things you're going to be bringing up in the book that perhaps our listeners should know about?
Well, sure. I think one of the important things is the importance of being on God's calendar. Most Christians aren't even aware that God has a calendar. I mean, we're used to our calendar that we normally use in all of our business world and our life, but that's based totally on the sun. It was created by a pagan Roman, Julius Caesar, and then altered a little bit by Pope Gregory. But and then the Muslim calendar is based totally on the moon. And that's why Ramadan floats throughout the year in different months. But in Genesis 1:14, God said concerning his calendar is to be based on both the sun and the moon. And so, just like I lived in Garden City, Kansas, which is on a time zone line, so everyone had to have pretty much two clocks, because you could drive a mile and it'd be an hour later, you know. So when people would talk to people on the phone, they'd, hey, okay, which time zone are we going to talk in? Well, you have to have two clocks. Well, it's the same thing. So Jesus says we're in the world, but not of it. So we have to use our pagan Roman calendar, but we also need to be aware of his calendar. Because if we're not aware, we're going to not understand prophetic events. For example, in Zechariah 8:19, there are four fast days that are going to be turning into feast days. But if we don't know when those are on our calendar, we won't know when the prophecy is fulfilled. For example, the ninth
hold that,
day
hold
of the
that
month.
Thought,
of,
hold that thought. Okay. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, give us a call.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients.
So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Mark Biltz. We're talking about some of the four blood moons that are coming up. If you have a question or comment for Mark, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But basically, of course, God does have a plan for humanity and for mankind. We don't understand what it is, but of course, Mark points out that if you understand the Jewish calendar, not the calendar that we use, but the traditional Jewish calendar, well, you'll see these events happening on specific days, according to the Jewish calendar, down through the centuries, down through the millennium. And basically, if it's important that we understand that certainly between, as I said earlier, between man's plan and time and God's plan and eternity, there's an infinite quality of difference, that God does have a plan. He does have a timetable. Things are following on his timetable, not our timetable. Although we like to inflate and think of we're important and we're going to be able to change God's plan, but we're not going to be able to. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. We're going to see the first of the blood moons on the 15th of April of this year. That's just about, what, 2.5-3 months from now. And so these are exciting times we're living in. Go right ahead, Mark. Are there some of the other things that you'd like to bring out that you found as you researched your book about the blood moons and about God's timetable and certainly in contrast with man's timetable?
I love what you say concerning man's time and God's time and eternity. That is so fantastic. It's so true. And God wants us to be aware of his calendar. And so to me, that is just so significant.
Well, as it was said by a very, very smart man, one of my favorite people, that was Whitaker Chambers. But anyway, it comes from his book, Witness. And I've never heard anybody quote it, but I really believe it. I believe it with all my heart. Well, basically, some of the other things that you have found as you've researched this, go ahead.
Well, one thing is, if your listeners are interested, we do have a calendar we make available on our website that overlays the biblical calendar with our current calendar. So they literally can look at one square or one day and see what it is on our normal calendar, but also see what it is on the biblical calendar. And then we also put all the eclipses on the calendar as well as photos from our trips to Israel. So we do have those available for people that are interested in the biblical calendar.
All right, well, how can people get to your website?
Well, the easiest way is to put my name in a Google or whatever search engine they have, Mark Biltz. B-I-L-T-Z, but the website is ElShaddaiMinistries.us, ElShaddaiMinistries.us, like God's name, El Shaddai.
All right, fine. Of course, what will they find there? They'll find certainly the calendar, and they'll find certainly the other references that you have?
Right. Well, more than that, we get about 2 million to 4 million hits every month on our website.
2 million to 4 million hits every month on your website?
We have about a couple hundred thousand people who live stream. We have all of my teachings are free on our website. You can watch the videos. You can print out the notes. The audio. Everything's free on our website. And so it's just a matter of you can navigate our website and you can get the last 6 years' teachings. Just watch them. Print out the notes and follow along. I have a teaching on the Hebrew alphabet where I spend 1 hour on every letter, and there's notes that go along with it you can print out, and I show how Jesus is in every letter of the Hebrew alphabet. That's like a 22-hour teaching for free on our website. So we just like to make stuff like that available to people. And we also have a lot of the Fox News interviews I've done and other TV interviews that I've done that are on our website, too, about the blood moon. People can watch those for free as well.
All right, fine. What if you're out there in the listening audience? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, that many hits on your website, there must be a tremendous amount of interest on the part of the Christian community on what's going on. Are most of these from the United States, or are these from really all over the world?
We have 200 countries that have come to our website. Just today, we had almost 50 countries on our website. And you or anyone can go and see that. If you go to our website on our homepage, at the bottom, there is a little spinning globe that has all the people that are on our website currently. And if you click in the bottom right corner of that globe, it'll open up and it'll show you all the people that have been on our website today, all the different countries.
Well, I think people are very interested in what's going on prophetically. I think people know that something big is coming down the line. They're just not quite sure how to put it all together. And certainly, of course, we have an awful lot of people who are not Christians who see what's going on. But even the non-Christians are aware of the fact that something there, there's an X factor. And of course, until they can understand the spiritual nature of what's going on and the fact that we're involved in a spiritual war that's being fought on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield, until they understand that, though very little going on makes sense. Once you understand that, why, everything begins to fit together. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Let's go to Joe, who's calling us from Jersey. From New Jersey. Hi, Joe. How are we doing?
Oh, fine, Dr. Stan. I hope all is well with you and your family, as well as your guests. And
in fact, I got the book you sent today. Thank you very much. And please, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. Did the guest say that there are going to be four blood moons within this year and then one within...
Two this year and two next year.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, but the last one is going to be on the month of September, correct?
Yes.
I mean, in 15.
Right.
Yes.
Yes, and that's called the Feast of Tabernacles, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, so this is what I want to mention. That's the only feast that has not been fulfilled physically.
How do you mean, Joe? I don't understand.
So when Jesus was crucified, it was during the time of Passover. That was one feast that was fulfilled by Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. He was the Passover lamb. Then 50 days after that was the Feast of Pentecost, and 3,000 were saved. Yeah, I think it's in the book of Acts. So that was another feast that was celebrated, that was actually accomplished, because the Feast of the Feast of Pentecost is when the first fruits come into the harvest, and then 3,000 souls are saved when Peter gives that great sermon. So there's only one more feast that has not been actually fulfilled in New Testament times. And that's the Feast of Tabernacles, and that's called the Final Harvest. And could it be that blood moon that's going to happen during the year of 2015 will be the Feast of Tabernacles? And that's supposedly the Feast of Tabernacles is considered the end of the year when they bring in all the harvest. And Jesus did talk about a final harvest that would come upon his return.
Any thoughts on that, Mark?
Yeah, well, yes. It gets even better than that. Actually, the Feast of Passover, he was right. Jesus died on Passover. The very next feast is the very next day, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And Jesus was unleavened, and he was buried on the Feast of Unleavened Bread. 3 days later is another feast called the Feast of First Fruits. And Jesus rose on the Feast of First Fruits. And then 50 days from that is the Feast of Pentecost, where that was fulfilled. So here's the important thing to remember. All the spring feasts were fulfilled to the day of his very first coming. So if God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, if he fulfilled the spring feast to the day of his first coming, he'll fulfill the fall feast to the day of his second coming. But there are three fall feasts, not just one. The next fall feast to be fulfilled is the Feast of Trumpets, which is on Rosh Hashanah. Now, we hear of trumpets in the book of Revelation. So I believe some year on the Feast of Trumpets is when the tribulation will begin. And then after that comes another feast called the Feast of Yom Kippur, which is Israel's National Day of Atonement. So I believe some year on the Feast of Yom Kippur, that will be the day that Israel realizes that Jesus is the Messiah. And then after that, 5 days later, is the Feast of Tabernacle. And I believe that is when the Lord will come and tabernacle among men for the 1,000-year reign of fulfilling the Feast of Tabernacle. And we see this in Zechariah chapter 14. Three times it says how the Lord's feet will be landing on the Mount of Olives. It'll split in two. And then three times it says that all the nations have to come up and keep the Feast of Tabernacles every year for the 1,000 years. And it says the nations that don't do that, they get the plague. They don't get any rain. And so it's fascinating to realize, just as your caller said, he's so right. The Feast of Tabernacles is the last feast to be fulfilled. It's a 7-day-long feast, and it represents Jesus tabernacling among us. And it will be fulfilled, I believe, on the Feast of Tabernacles, which is why Zechariah 14 says all the nations have to keep the Feast of Tabernacles.
But are you suggesting it's going to occur next year or just at some time in the future?
Oh, neither. I'm not saying it's going to be either year.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that... I'm just saying that there's probably a good chance the Feast of Trumpets may be fulfilled in the next couple of years, but it could be several years later that Israel realized Jesus is the Messiah. It could be several years later after that the millennial reign begins.
Well, of course,
so I'm not saying that all three will happen in the next 2 years at all.
I think the thing is that when certainly if the Jewish people ever recognize Christ as the Messiah, that'll be a supernatural event.
Exactly.
God will certainly touch their hearts. Anything else you want to say, Joe, before we let you go?
Yeah, I'd like to ask one more question in regards to all the feasts that he's mentioning. I'm not including the 1,000-year reign, but he did mention something about the Feast of Trumpets. Is there going to be any kind of other signs other than these blood moons?
On the Feast of Trumpets, there's a solar eclipse coming. In 2015, you have a total solar eclipse at the beginning of the religious calendar. 2 weeks later, a total lunar eclipse on Passover, followed by a solar eclipse on Rosh Hashanah or the Feast of Trumpets. Followed 2 weeks later by the total super blood moon eclipse on Tabernacles in 2015.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay,
yeah.
we'll see what happens. Okay.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. God bless you, both of you.
Thanks.
Bye.
It's coming.
Well, are you there?
Yes, I think that's so exciting, but he's right on.
Okay, fine. Joe, anything before we let you go? Okay, I think we lost Joe. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And so give us a call. We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Our Sunday guest is Mark Biltz, and you can go to his website. When will your book and your DVD be available?
March 15th.
All right, fine. Well, I hope you'll get in touch with us. We can get a book. We can get the DVD. We can put you on. What are you going to be doing with the DVD? Are you going to be showing a picture, certainly, of past blood moons, or how will you handle that?
Yeah, the DVD is going to be really incredible. It goes through the history, you know, what happened like in 48 when Israel became a nation, 67 they captured Jerusalem. But one of the most exciting things I do, the Bible talks about signs. We know in Matthew 24 it talks about earthly signs. And I mentioned the heavenly signs. But one of the greatest things I like to talk about, and I mentioned this in my book, is the Hebrew word for sign is the same Hebrew word for letter. So every letter of the Hebrew alphabet is also a sign. And I give examples in my book. For example, you know, Zion is another name for Jerusalem. Well, when David wrote the word Zion in the ancient Hebrew, every letter was a picture, every letter was a word, every letter is a number. And if you remember, God said he wanted to make us fishers of men. Well, the very word Zion, the first letter is a fish hook, and the last letter was a fish darting through water. So what's the bait on the hook to catch the fish? Well, we remember that God, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And he wants to make us fishers of men. Well, the middle two letters of Zion is the Yud and the Vav, which is a hand and a nail. So the nailed hand of the Messiah is the bait on the hook to catch the fish. So here's Zion, another name for Jerusalem. We see David wrote it by drawing the picture of a fish hook, a hand, a nail, and a fish darting through water.
Well, there are all sorts of things that certainly are symbolic and that we'll understand the significance of, I'm sure, before too long. But anyway, because we're looking forward then to seeing your book, we're looking forward to actually seeing the DVD you're going to be putting out. But I think it is amazing. You're getting, is it 1 to 2 million hits a day?
No, about 2 million hits a month.
About 2 million hits a month. Well, that's still an awful lot of people getting to your website. So this certainly issue obviously has a tremendous amount of interest across the world.
Yes, it has. It's crazy. We have thousands and thousands of people who live stream our services, even at 4 in the morning. Here, we're Pacific time, 10 in the morning. It'll be 4 in the morning the next day in Australia, and people are emailing me and texting me saying they're watching at 4 in the morning. And we'll have people at the same time from Ireland, it's 10 o'clock at night, saying, hey, we're watching with you. We get phone calls from soldiers in Iraq. One of the craziest calls I got was from Kuwait. My assistant said, hey, you got a phone call from Kuwait? So I answered the phone. This guy says, yes, I work here at the UN in Kuwait. And I go, really? You know, I said, well, you don't sound Arab. He goes, well, I'm an Australian, and I'm working at the UN in Kuwait, and I'm a Baptist, and I was on your website, and I just had a question. But we get phone calls from all over the world.
Well, I think there's tremendous influence. I think people realize that we're truly living in prophetic times, and certainly what a wonderful time it is. I say for you to have your ministry, for us to have our ministry, and to be able to talk to people all over the world. And certainly I don't think we're getting anywhere near the coverage that you are, but I think that you've hit a chord. I think that it is more than simply coincidence. This is all coming down at this time, specifically this year and next year, because I think there are going to be many things happening, certainly politically and economically and spiritually, that are going to alter the very course of the world. Well, we're just about out of time. What are your parting thoughts for our listeners, Mark?
Well, I'm just so grateful that you really emphasize the spirituality of all of this. And I think my closing comment is people need to be prepared spiritually. You know, they need to be aware of what's coming on, reach out to their friends, let them know to give their hearts to the Lord, and to love him with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. We need to be spiritually prepared for these days.
And ladies and gentlemen, basically, you know, people are not going to turn to the Lord, and this is a problem. I saw this practicing medicine, dealing with a number of doctors, liberal doctors, and basically, why, because, you know, doctors certainly do wonderful things. They were not concerned about God until they had a personal tragedy, and when they lost a life, a wife, or a child, or something happened, maybe they got sued, their whole suddenly the system began to break down. Hang on just a minute, somebody wants to get the website once again.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan. Somebody had called in and wanted to know Mark's website, and basically the best way to get it, it's El Shaddai Ministries. El Shaddai, but basically the way to do it is to go up on the internet and simply type in Google Mark Biltz, B-I-L-T-Z, Mark Biltz, and you'll get to his website, and you'll find it fascinating. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, would love to welcome you into the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and you can become part of our team. As you know, we do probably more talk radio than anyone else in the country, 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, and of course, we have weekend programs from time to time. We do other people's radio programs, but of course, it's an expensive proposition. And if you're in a position to help us maintain our network of stations, and we're on AM stations, we're on FM stations, we're on shortwave, we're on the internet, we're on telephone, you can get us if you have a satellite receiver. Why, of course, but if you're in a position to help us, why, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And basically, we hope many of you will be in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And I will tell you, contrary to everything that you read in the newspapers, why the economy is not expanding. Things are not getting better, I know, because I talk to other people who do exactly what I do, and certainly other people who have ministries such as ours, and everybody is feeling the contraction in the economy. So basically, when you read in the newspaper that things are getting better and employment's unemployment is dropping, and then there are more people out of work. Unemployment's dropping and there are more people out of work, the phrases are certainly contradictory. No, they're not. You have to understand that certainly they say that the unemployment rate is dropping because they just drop people from the unemployment rolls, and basically they simply rig the figures. The old adage is figures don't lie, but liars figure. Go to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, go to their website, and look up the U6 unemployment. You'll find it's over 14%. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, go to their website, and that's the unemployed, the underemployed, and certainly those who've given up looking for work. Go to shadowstats.com, and you'll find out that certainly, basically shadowstats.com, John Williams' website, the real figure is about 22%. If you calculated it correctly, we're having a terrible problem, and this is one reason why a lot of people aren't able to help ministries such as ours. But if you're one of those fortunate ones who has a job and who believes as deeply as many of our supporters that we're in a real spiritual battle for the souls of men, and you'd like to be part of our team, why, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927.
1-800-544-8927. Incidentally, if you know somebody who'd like to advertise with us, of course, that does help to supplement we do. And basically, if it's a legitimate advertiser and has a product that we can believe in, why, we'd be glad, of course, to offer them a certainly opportunity to get their message out to our listeners. Oh, certainly, we do hope, of course, you will want to certainly get our books, get our tapes. And we have all sorts of fascinating things that you won't find elsewhere. Certainly, our 4-CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians, an interview with Dr. Lawrence Dunnigan, who back in 1969 heard Dr. Francis Day, who was part of this conspiracy, tell exactly what was going to happen. And certainly, looking at what he said in 1969 and seeing what has taken place today, it's incredible. And we actually have a transcript of that. The only one of our programs I can think we have a transcript of, but it's available. That's The New Order of the Barbarians, a unique experience. We have so many other things there, though. Isn't it going to every aspect of what's going on? The danger of an EMP attack, a 4-CD set, a 4-CD set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy, and certainly on deadly assassins. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we've actually interviewed some of the assassins. Of course, they're dead now, but we interviewed the assassins and are trained by our government. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927.
Let us all be grateful. From the mall.